Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After further review, Bruce, you're talking about K-State's draft streak. Mm-hmm. Apparently, they've had a player drafted 25 years in a row.
Oh, that's, yeah, even better than I thought.
Yeah.
25 straight years.
DJ Reed was selected in the fifth round by the 49ers this past year. So K-State's draft streak is alive and well at 25. Although Reed was the only K-State player drafted, two others signed as free agents. Matthew McCrane signed with the Cardinals, and Byron Pringle signed with the Chiefs at the time.
Right.
And I think McCrane's still going.
McCrane's still with them.
Yeah, I think he's still kicking. Literally. So
he's a good kicker.
25 years in a row that K-State has had a player drafted, and that will almost certainly continue coming up this year. So,
and it's no coincidence that it's immediately reflective of the time that Bill Snyder has been at Kansas State, save for the 3 years that Ron Prince took out. So almost to the year.
Although he's had his fact. Fingerprints, even when Prince was there.
Of course.
Still absolutely. On the program.
Yeah, no question. Yeah. Yes, absolutely. No question. All right, so we all look forward to tonight settling down and watching the Rams and the Chiefs. Most people consider this the 1-2, 2-1, depending on how you're listing them in the NFL, but boy, I'll tell you what, the Saints are crowding into this penthouse a little bit, aren't they?
I guess.
Holy Christmas.
I think
my
they
God.
Just scored again. They hung the. This is the most lopsided loss by a defending Super Bowl champion ever. Saints 48, Eagles 7. Our guy Dave Lockran from Philly kind of warned us about this, but I don't even think he thought it was going to be this bad. The Saints are playing an unbelievably high level right now. Now, they would fall back into the number two seed if the Rams win tonight. Saints would, mm-hmm. I think. Of course, that would be by half game because they don't think the Saints the Rams haven't had their bye yet. I think next week is it. But anyway.
But the Rams lose tonight, and they become the number one seed, at least for the moment, in the NFC.
Speaking of. How about your Broncos doing Chiefs fans a really big favor yesterday?
How about that solid, huh?
Man, a last-second
field
goal.
How about that solid?
By Brandon McManus. Broncos 23, Chargers 22. So now the Chargers, who were flying high at the time, now 7-3. A little bit of a buffer and just in case the Chiefs lose tonight. I know the Chiefs players and coaches certainly won't have that in the frontal lobe, but Chiefs fans should. Now that helps. Two game gap between the two teams, and the Chiefs if they could get this game tonight against the Rams.
Oh well, they're at least in the catbird seat at that particular point.
Well, when you talk about the AFC West, of course, but
too clear of the Chargers with one in hand against them, so that'd be pretty difficult to overcome in the time that was left. So.
And the Steelers just were sleepwalking all over Jacksonville for about 3.5 quarters, and then Roethlisberger decided to throw it to his guys instead of the other guys, and they went at 16-13, 17-13, something like that.
Yeah.
And after a 1-2-1 start, they beat the Jags, get their sixth consecutive victory, and look who's 7-2-1 now in the
AFC.
You're
darn right. They come into Denver next week.
They get the Chargers and Patriots at home. In addition to that, they got to go to New Orleans, but they got just hot enough at just the right time to buy themselves a little bit of a breather in case they don't make it through that gauntlet like we just talked about. So,
but that's another team that the Chiefs have a game in hand over.
That's true.
If the Chiefs can win this thing tonight, I mean, they now you still got to go out and play and you got to finish. But you win this one tonight, Patriots have backed up for you. Chargers have backed up for you. Steelers, you have a game in hand against, not to mention a one-game lead anyway, at least in the loss column. So,
yeah, but for everybody that's backing up, there's a couple that are steaming for you too, including the Steelers and now the Texans too, because they narrowly beat Washington after Dustin Hopkins missed a 63-yard field goal at the gun. Been 93 years since an NFL team won 7 consecutive games after an 0-3 start. That's the Texans.
God, shouldn't have. McManus has got to hit that one from 51. But that's the way it goes. And how much
51's not like it's 31. Give the guy a break.
No.
I mean, that's his only job. But.
No, you're right. No, you're right. Absolutely. But in altitude, that's a kick he makes a lot.
It is.
He makes more than he misses.
Especially there.
Sure. But he didn't.
Yeah.
So it goes. Alex Smith obviously going down with the, such a cringe.
33 years to the day that Joe Theismann broke his leg.
What are the odds?
Alex Smith broke his, and Theismann was there. He was in the building.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
I mean, unbelievable. I felt so badly for him.
Yep.
So now Colt McCoy takes over in Washington, where they still have a game lead in the NFC East over the Cowboys, who found a way to win a game and get back to .500 yesterday. So, while the Eagles are floundering, you've got all of a sudden the Cowboys making some noise in the NFC East, for goodness sakes. It's all sorts of things are happening down the season stretch. All right, what do you look for? What do you look for? What are you most curious about tonight? Two teams that really, to a large degree, they aren't carbon copies of one another, but they're very similar in their offensive approach, very similar in the skill sets they bring in their offensive approaches. Kansas City has been much better defensively of late. The Rams, for all of their defensive cachet, have been a little shaky there, but there's no denying what they have up front. I don't have a real feel for this thing, Shane.
Well,
I really don't.
I don't know how you could. I don't know how you could feel good about either defense stopping the other offense. Both teams' run defense is not good. Both teams' offensively yards per play is historically good. And you talk about how familiar they look. I would think it'd be, especially offensively, it looks like looking in a mirror.
Yeah.
I mean, short of turnovers, and turnovers are always the big key, but how is one defense going to stop the other? I mean, there's a reason why the total is 63.5, and it's never that high in the NFL. But I don't know. Can you, if you had a gun to your head and you had to bet $100 on the over-under, how could you in good faith, good consciousness, who in their right mind would take the under here?
Well, you wouldn't take the under.
Or just not
bet. Of course,
that's
probably what it'll be, but you wouldn't do it. If you just do your due diligence and examine the metrics involved here, that's why Vegas sets the number the way they do. I mean, they're looking for action on either side of that number.
Yes.
So that's a mid-range that they're looking. And I don't know.
Well, you could legitimately put it at 70.
Yeah.
I mean, if you just look by, and you bring up a good point, Vegas wants action coming in on both sides of that mm-hmm. total. Because if you just looked at their averages, they both average over 35 points a game. So that simple math, which betting in Las Vegas is not simple math, but that would tell you that there's a higher likelihood that the game's going to be in the 70s, the total.
Right.
But, again, turnovers would be, I don't know, that's the only fathomable way for me to justify this game being like 27-24 instead of 38-35.
Sure.
You know, so, but we'll find out. The Chiefs 9-1, leaders in the AFC West, even with a loss, they would still be the one seed. And like Bruce said, they have a game on the Steelers, who are right kind of on their heels. They don't have one on the Patriots, but they, even with the loss, would be two games clear of them when you're talking about home court, home field advantage in the playoffs.
Sure.
And, man, speaking of the Chargers, why did Philip Rivers throw that ball away on fourth down? He just spiked it. Like, they set up a screen, which is probably a questionable call to start with on fourth down, because if the opposing team sniffs out your screen, you got nothing. And he just threw it into the ground. And then Case Keenum, who'd just been average all day, hit a big one to Cortland Sutton, got him down into field goal range without any timeouts. Chargers are still probably in good shape to make the playoffs, but, God, they blew that one.
Well, they're up 19-7 late in the third quarter and throws it basically to Von Miller.
Yep. Oh, he did that interception. Miller, that's right, yeah.
I mean, if Von Miller hadn't caught it, it would have hit him in the face mask. So off he goes for 42 yards, and it flipped the emotional script. It flipped momentum. It flipped the field. All of a sudden, the Broncos go in on a short field and score and then get a three and out and then come back, or you know, stop them in the next series and then go right down the field the next one. All of a sudden, you're up 20-19.
Mm-hmm. I just felt like the Chargers had been, over the last two or three weeks, just kind of playing keep away with the teams they were playing.
Yeah.
Not really putting the hammer down, you know. I felt like they just kind of played with the Broncos yesterday, too.
They did. They had a chance to kind of put them away.
They didn't. I don't think they thought that the Broncos had it in them. And it's ironic how just don't make a mistake and we'll beat these guys.
Sure.
And then they threw it right to Von Miller. Two interceptions, not just one, from Philip Rivers and an inexplicable spike into the ground on fourth down.
Yeah.
That if
no
they convert,
question.
The game's over. But
no question.
Finally burned.
But yeah, you're right. That was odd. But Keenum was unbelievable in that last drive.
Mm-hmm.
His passes, had to do a do-over on a very dubious offensive pass interference call against Tim Patrick. He hit Emmanuel Sanders for a big play, big chunk, and then came back basically on the same pattern and hit Cortland Sutton before they kicked the field goal to win it. Not that anyone is going to notice, and I don't expect them to. Case Keenum is getting better. He's been pretty good here the last 3 weeks, and they could have just as easily be on a two-game win streak right now. It was a 50-50 game against Houston, and I can sit here and say, you know, they should have won that game, but that's getting a 51-yard field goal on a cold day on the last play of the game. And that's counting on a lot to do it. But, I mean, Case Keenum has improved. Didn't turn the ball over again yesterday. So, I mean, he is what he is, but he has at least improved. And he makes them a more viable football team coming back against the Steelers on Sunday.
Broncos still have a pulse. They're 4-6.
They do.
Titans 5-5. Colts 5-5. Bengals 5-5. Ravens 5-5.
Yeah,
so they're still. Yeah. I mean, they need the Chargers to come back to them a little bit when you're talking about a playoff spot. But AFC after the Chiefs and Steelers, a little bit of a drop off. Although the Patriots and Texans will have a little something to say about that. I'll be interested to see how the Chargers bounce back from that. That was a killer. Absolutely should have won that. Okay, so
no question.
Thanksgiving. Three games, Bears and Lions, meh. Although the Bears kind of gave noogies to the Vikings last night. That was impressive. So they go on a short week on the road. Primetime last night, travel, Thanksgiving, on the road, kick at 11:30. Thanks, NFL. Appreciate
you. Yeah, no kidding. Are you buying the Bears or no?
I didn't want to buy Mitchell Trubisky and the Bears, but I think I am now.
I think you got to a little bit.
He's pretty good.
Maybe you'd like to hedge your bets and have a default or a fallback. But that's a pretty good win last night for the Bears, I thought.
They looked
pretty
good
win
they
for them.
They look good doing it, too. Redskins on a short week with the aforementioned Colt McCoy. They got to go to the Cowboys. That's a 3:30 game on Thanksgiving. Now the Cowboys have some life breathed back into them since they beat the Atlanta Falcons. Speaking of the Falcons, they go to the Saints. Falcons probably the most entertaining 4-6 team in the NFL, and they go to the greatest show on turf, or at least the 2018 version of it, the New Orleans Saints. Saints are only a 13-point favorite in that.
God, how good is it going down the stretch in the NFL?
Yeah,
it's
Big Easy's
damn
going
good.
Pretty good right now too with the Saints. So,
yep. I mean, you've got so many good storylines. The NFL, for everything that you roll your eyes with on the NFL, they know how to do it. I mean, here we go, and there are so many things that you're looking around the league for right now. So many good storylines. So many good playoff possibilities. It's just good stuff. And tonight, you got the Rams and the Chiefs, for goodness sakes. Are you kidding me? Great stuff. On this day in history when we come back in a minute.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly!